Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, bonobos and bacchantes, she-wolves and snakes, Romulus and Remus. Husbands and wives. Oh, and doms and subbies. All you children of sex. And we are all children of sex. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Can I hear an A women?
A women.
I want to welcome you to the womb room of Dr. Susie Speakeasy in Bonoboville, LA. Tonight, the womb room is the cave of the Lupercal. Tonight, here in Bonoboville, we celebrate the original Valentine's Day, thus all the red and the white. Lupercalia, an ancient celebration, much, much older than Valentine's Day, of communal sexuality, collective ecstasy, purification, fertility, the rush of hormones, and the founding of Rome. And the true pagan meaning of the Valentine heart. Yes, indeed. The howl of the wolf. There it is.
There's the wolf.
And the crack of the whip, or flogger. And the coming of spring. Let's get loopy. And horny. Yes, I am wearing these horns. Want to see the horns? Look at the horns. I'm actually wearing several sets of horns because I'm like that, right? Plastic. These are my agua horns. And these are the horns of the great horny and horned god, Pan. The Roman god of the wild, who in Rome was called Faunus, actually. And sometimes the shepherd god, Lupercus, But Pam is his name, his original name, the Greek god. And also, of course, he lends his name to Pan Paniscus, the Latin classification of the bonobo. So, in a way, yeah, I'm the bonobo Pan. And yes, the Christian church, when we took over Rome, not only outlawed all worship of Pan, but basically turned this wonderful wild god of the wild into the devil, into pure evil. I don't think that the Greco-Roman religion had a concept of pure evil. Everybody had a little bit of evil. But Pan, turned by the church into the devil, Satan, that's pure evil. And that's partly because Pan was such a popular god. But tonight, we are bringing Pan back to rule Lupercalia in Bonoboville. And yes, if you are tuned into me live, we are a little late. I admit it. It's a little late because we were up at UC Berkeley for the Valentine's Day and Lupercalia weekend, and we did a great talk, and we had a really hot, orgasmic Valentine's Day, which everybody knew about at the Hotel Durant because, well, what is it, Max? Those vents act like a speaker system. In fact, maybe that's the kind of speaker system we should have here at the bar, vents.
You won't need telephones.
No. They allow everyone to hear everything and just how orgasmic your Valentine's Day is. So thank you, Berkeley, for that fun exhibitionist voyeuristic oral experience. But I gotta say, Lupercalia in Berkeley, and we did go to a Lupercalia party, but it was just not exactly Lupercalia in Bonoboville. So, no offense to loopy and horny Berkeley, but we have to do it here in Bonoboville. And since Lupercalia is all about floggers and whips, but I guess we prefer floggers here in the womb room because you don't need as much room. Floggers, not flowers. Well, we decided to invite some of the great luminaries of floggeria here in the Southern California area. So some of Southern California's finest doms and domes with an M-E-S. So I'm going to introduce them very briefly, and they can wave to their fans, but we're going to get into the story of Lupercalia very soon. So first I want to introduce Dom Con 2016's Mistress of Ceremonies, Madame Raven Ray. Yes, we should have some applause. Thank you. And we're not turning everybody's mics on yet, though. But, you know, people can hold their mics and use them as dildos if they like. That's fine. And I want to introduce Kink Star. You may recall from our Kink Month 2 episode, I think it was. Kink Star Simon Odysseus Blaze, a.k.a. Frankie S. Capwell. You're kind of in your combo mode tonight, yes. Featured on our Kink Star and winner of the most transformational
2015 Susie Award. Mm. And I also have sexy sadist Betty Bondage and her exciting entourage Michelle Vella and Amber Carter and Aaliyah Moore. And we're going to hear more from them. And I have Jux Lee of Jux Leather, who's in his more Jux Lee mode right now, taking pictures, for which he won. No, he didn't win an award for taking pictures because we don't give awards for taking pictures. But he won a Best Leather Award, and that's for these fantastic and very Lupercalian leathers right here. And Eve really resembles a Lupercalian flogger, but she isn't one, and she's done her duty, so she's going to go back in here and get a mouse very soon. I know there's a person named Mouse here, isn't there? Yes, but no, she's not going to get you. Somebody else might get you, though. So before we get on with our guests, I want to tell a little story of Lupercalia from the annals of prehistoric Rome to the annals and heart-shaped asses of modern Bonoboville. So Valentine's Day honors romantic exclusive love, which I'm a big fan of, having been married for almost 24 years. So I'm all for romantic Valentine love. I love it. Yeah, I'm like all about it. But you know, man and woman and anything in between doesn't live by romantic exclusive love alone. We are not that kind of ape, such like gibbons are that kind of ape. They're very pair-bonded and nothing else. But all the other apes are very social, and, you know, so are we. So Valentine's Day always feels a little forced, you know. And maybe that's because it was forced a long, long time ago, but not that long ago, maybe a couple thousand years ago. And it was forced, yes, it was, on a population that celebrated another holiday, a communal holiday, a holiday of more, you could say, lust than love, and you could say more the community than the couple. And this holiday was called Lupercalia. Mm-hmm. Now, this was celebrated in pre-ancient Rome, pretty much prehistoric Rome. And so it's a very, very old story. And so we're gonna tell it tonight. It's not that long. And we're going to tell you how the Lupercalia, the original Valentine's Day, was celebrated and is coming back in a big way. Some of the people that are here are going to tell us about other Lupercalian celebrations that they've been at. They've become incredibly popular. I just found out about it like in 2006, I think, right, Max?
Yes. Of course, I'm from Rome, so I knew about it long before.
Yes, you are from Rome. You did? You knew about it before? You kind of, yeah.
Oh, yes, when I was a child.
Yes. You got whipped, huh? Good, by those nuns, they say. That's what we do on Lupercalia. So anyways, I gave it away. Yeah. Not really. So on Lupercalia, we honor the looper. And just in case you don't know a looper from a leper, a looper is a wolf, played by the lovely and tonight furry associate producer, which is abbreviated as ass producer. Stand up.
You
can. This wolf can stand on her hind legs. Yes, and she is a she-wolf, by the way. She's identified as a she-wolf, the looper, in the story of Lupercalia. And she is greatly honored. She is the goddess of Lupercalia. Yes. Yeah, you can walk on your hind legs a little. But really, you should... Okay, you could sit on here for a minute. Miss Looper. Miss Looper. Now, by the way, I should say that Looper, or actually the word lupa in Latin, also means prostitute. So there's a certain symmetry, I guess you could say, or meaning, a double meaning that fits. Okay. All right. So we should have a little microphone for her to howl. That's what wolves do. Howl. Howl. Very good. Very good. That was a feminine howl. I'm thinking the other. Yeah, yeah. Very,
very good.
Good. Very nice.
And do that again. Do it
very
again. One more time.
Furry.
One more time.
All right. So this is a little commedia erotica play we're doing here in Bonoboville that is only going to last a few minutes. But of course,
we turned everybody on.
We're turning everybody on, and Dayton is the star, so you turned everybody on. Show us your tail again, Dayton.
Okay.
Yes, okay. Stand up there. Oh, yes. Stuck right in. How's that stuck in?
I mean, they just own it.
It's a butt plug, right?
Is it?
It's a butt plug that's stuck in with lube. I mean, you know, do you want
no lube?
No lube. Wow, she's got a lubed up ass. Well, she's the looper.
Ow.
Okay. Don't try that at home. Always lube up your butt plugs. Yes. Yeah. So
you can
okay.
use spit.
That's why she howls so high, right? Because you got that butt plug up there.
Well,
so
you can use spit hard. Though.
Okay. So, get in character. This is Stanislavskian. This is Commedia Erotica, where we plan for a story, but, of course, the best laid plans may not get you laid the way you planned. So you got to go with the flow. And our story needs two more actors in the story. So we've been canvassing.
Yeah. I have them.
So we have them, right. So these characters are playing the starring roles of Romulus. And now we need a microphone
now
for
we
Romulus that we turn on. Yeah, is that on?
It's on.
It's on. Okay, Romulus is being played by Simon Odysseus Blaze, a.k.a. Frankie S.
Yay.
Capwell.
Yay.
And how do you feel about your role as Romulus?
Aroused.
All right.
I like that.
There's a lot of rolling R's going on. Romulus is aroused. All right. So Romulus is, of course, the founder of Rome. And Romulus has a brother in this story. Where's Romulus's brother?
Oh, is that you?
Okay, this is now Amber.
Amber.
Mm. Amber, you are Remus.
Yes.
Okay, how do you feel about playing Remus?
Speechless.
Well, I'm glad you're not speechless. You actually said something. So that's good. That's good. That's good. Do you guys know who Romulus and Remus are? You don't have to.
No, I don't.
Nothing.
Actually.
Okay, good, good. We're going to get a little lesson in ancient Roman history. So Romulus and Remus are brothers. And when they're born to a princess, actually, yeah, they're born to Mars is their father.
Oh.
Mars is the god of war. They're not really very bonobo, actually, in a way. We're going to bonobolize them. I mean, keep in mind that Rome was founded, you know, on murder and mayhem and rape. It's fucked up. It is. But it's a holiday. It's interesting. The rape of the Sabine women. That's what Rome was founded on. Anyways, but we're not even up to that yet. This is Romulus and Remus, and they are in a different place. They're in a place called Alba Longa, and Rhea Silvia is their mother, and she is the daughter of King Numitor, and the king's brother is kind of evil. Not like super evil, because this is paganism where nobody's like the devil, but he is great uncle Amulius, who is played by Captain Max.
He's mean.
He's mean, and he's jealous. And
he takes
the throne away from his brother, King Numitor.
Now, Charlie, actually. Oh, no. I'm
oh,
sorry.
All right.
Oh.
There you go. Okay, now, don't anyone say that Captain Max has been typecast as, who is it?
Mean.
King.
Uncle.
Uncle Amulius. Okay, so he... you know, once he sees these twins are born, their father is Mars and their mother is the princess, he just has them thrown into the Tiber River. So, Max, are you going to...
Oh, wait a minute. Where are those children?
Throw them out.
But no. This is no more children. I can't
right.
have
okay.
it. You okay. have to go in the river and look for the future.
Children are symbolized by
go.
The crumpled
and
up
you.
Pieces of paper.
We're suffocating. There are so many children now. You must also go down the river. Goodbye.
Wow.
I've taken care of that.
Okay, that was horrible, right? It's a horrible thing. But it might have been... You could give her a microphone.
It helped the population explosion.
Let's get her a mic. Maybe it was
these
their
two kids would have been 20 more kids and
of population control. Anyway, we're not going to get too moralistic about it. And I said this story isn't all that bonobo. Bonobos would never do that to their children, so they're not really bonobo. But this is what happens in the story. Okay, we can't change it. So. They go down the Tiber River, and this probably did happen to a lot of kids in Rome and all over the place, or left on a hill, you know, and a miracle happened. What happens? Okay, so maybe we should have our two characters of Romulus and Remus. They start as little rolled up pieces of paper, but now in the water, they kind of grow like those grow things, and they become... themselves, and there they are. You guys don't seem like brothers. Can you be born together? Okay, just be together. And now you're tossing and turning. You want to kind of toss and turn in the water in the Tiber River,
okay. Oh,
right? Very good. Okay. Yes. Your hair looks good in the water. And now this she-wolf, the Looper, comes along. With such a tail, whoa. Mm-hmm. And she crawls up to the banks of the river, showing her tail and her teats. And keep in mind that the Looper is also the Roman hooker. Right, the Lupa is the prostitute. And she takes these two twin boys and she rescues them and... nurtures them and nurses them at her teats, right? This is in the story. This is definitely part of the Lupercalia myth. And we're making it real. It's not so mythical anymore. Just, you know, pose for the paparazzi like that. Yeah, this is the Lupercalian... You should bring up your little thing like that, because the more suckling, right? And you know, I just
can't stop eating.
Learned about Lupa, meaning prostitute, in here. Can someone? Here. I have to do the set dressing here. There you go. That's it. Lupa, meaning prostitute in Latin, as well as wolf. And so you could say that the great mother, the great prostitute, the great she-wolf MILF, because the wolf had teats, so she was already a mother. She was like a MILF that nursed Romulus and Remus, the founders of Rome. And they look like they're doing well. They're growing boys, right?
They've latched on.
Yes.
Well.
Kids eat
on.
A lot. You
right.
Got to get a lot of food for
okay,
them.
Okay, mean great uncle Amulius. Because these boys, they just grow up and they get taken care of by this woodpecker, too, that we're not going to represent. But then They go and they kill you. Did you hear that? He didn't hear that. They're going to murder you. Right.
They're going to murder me. Okay. Right. I'm leaving. Okay? I'll be back.
Anyway, that's the not the fun world. Part of the story. So they murder their uncle, and they restore their father to the throne. And
dirty rats.
And
they
then they decide they want to found a new city. Why not? These are very ambitious guys.
And I feel nourished.
And they're nourished by this Looper who's just like raising them to be these conquering heroes, this she-wolf mama. Oh, yeah. And so then, you know, as they're building the city, they get into an argument. Kind of like, I guess, Cain and Abel. It's a similar story. The brothers, and Romulus kills Remus. Oh. Wow. Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Dramatic.
And immediately regrets it afterwards. You can't be smiling. Yeah. Except not for long, because then you found Rome. And now you have Rome, and basically now Rome is founded by a bunch of criminals, all guys, and they rape a bunch of women, the Sabine women, and this is the foundation of Rome. And it's true. The Sabines merge with the Romans, and they become this city that grows and grows and grows. And Remus, yeah, it's called Rome, after Romulus, obviously, or else it would be called Reem, right? But it's not.
Hence the term getting reamed.
Right. There you go. Remus certainly was reamed, but his spirit lives on in this fraternity of young men who every February in the middle of the month strip naked and gather with the fraternity of Romulus, and they also strip naked, and they sacrifice a goat. And then, they take the blood of the goat, and they mark their foreheads with different symbols. We're not going to use goat's blood. We're going to use lipstick, you know, whatever. You can have whatever symbol you like. Would you like a heart or an X or a cross?
Do I go Charles Manson or Cupid? Ooh, I'm going to go Cupid. We'll go with a heart.
You're going to go with a heart. Okay. So Romulus gets a heart. And this is, okay, we'll give it, oh, yeah, you got the bangs, too. Okay, so here's Remus. Would you like a heart or an X or a... pentacle? I don't know.
What?
A little penis?
Little penis right on the forehead.
A little penis. Okay.
She's a dickhead.
Okay, penis. Can you hold the bangs up for me, please? Thank you.
Oh.
Okay, I'm going to see if I can do this. It's somewhat of a circumcised little penis.
Yes.
There you go.
He got the ugliest
dick.
Oh,
wow.
It's pretty small, too.
Wow.
Oh, Betty, you're funny.
Okay. You know, it looks cute on your head. Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah, you need to speak always into a microphone on this show.
Thank you.
Well, my pleasure. All right, and may I mark you with something? Okay, and what would you like, Miss Betty Bondage?
We could do the heart.
We could do the heart. Okay.
Yeah, break time, it's so coming.
Beautiful. And now, are you mouse? I don't know if I could draw a mouse. I'm not that good.
You got cheese?
Cheese? a piece of cheese? Would that be like a square with a hole in it?
A triangle with holes.
Would you like that? Like a triangle? Pizza. Whoops. And that's...
Circles.
I'm sorry. You're
That's okay, pretty that much pizza.
Yeah, that looks like pizza. It's true. It's true. And may I mark with the Lupercalian sign the lovely Raven Ray, Madame?
Only if you promise to do an upside down cross.
Yes.
Upside down cross, absolutely.
Yay.
That is very.
Then go right the fuck ahead.
Yeah. Oh.
All right, so we're getting marked, and the markings will continue. So they marked themselves with goat's blood, and then they ate some of the goat, and then they drank some wine, and we also have some fabulous wine that is from Tuscany, actually. This is organic Tuscan wine. And it is, wait a second, I got the name of the lady that it is supposedly, oh, here we go, that's it. Yes, Dolly Buster. Buster?
Ooh.
Buster? Yeah, Dolly Buster, a famous German writer, artist, actress, and producer on this wine erotic edition. It's a very special organic wine from the vineyards of Tuscany. So, and look, we have... I like how we have the butt here and the boobs here.
The boobs are my favorite.
Yeah, okay. Would you like some wine? I think we should.
Let's get Hollywood Jacob here and have him open up some wine.
Absolutely.
Do I get a choice of...
Hollywood Jake. Can we get your bottle opener? Come on. You want to get Mark?
All right. Hollywood Jake. Looks like he is one of the young men of the Lupercal, except he's wearing too many clothes.
I know. I'm going to take his shirt off.
Okay. She's the wolf. Let me get this the is
wait, let him
wolf.
Do his job first.
Oh, okay.
Okay. He's starting with
I waited.
The ass.
I think he
you
needs
should
a heart.
Beat him.
He needs a heart on his forehead.
I think he needs a heart, too.
He's got a heart on.
Or something.
He doesn't have a heart on.
He put a vagina on his forehead instead.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. I got to do this before you finish. What would you like on your forehead?
I think the mistress of ceremonies...
A heart?
A vagina. She wanted a vagina.
A what? A heart. Okay.
Fine.
Wait. Hold his head still. Wait. I just got a little dot on you. Oh.
You can put a dot in the forehead.
You're the only one that's moving. Everyone else was perfectly still.
There's a hand on my jaw.
Yeah. Okay, well, yours is a little lopsided. Oh, you know what I'm going to do with yours is put the arrow through it, right?
Cute.
Yeah. Yeah. There we go.
Baller.
Whoa.
Oh,
these horns,
Jake.
I have to watch out for them. All right, so then they would take the skin of the goat and they would cut these leather strips. And we have some strips created by Jux Leather. And these strips were called Februois. Oh, yes, Februois. And... of course, that's where we get our month. For some reason, the shortest month. But they would take these little strips of fresh goat hide and they would run through the streets of, this is pre-Roman Empire, ancient Rome, and they would whack the willing hands or behinds of women mostly, but sometimes men, townspeople, anybody that wanted a little luck or fertility or, a good time. Heat up, the cold month of February with a little spanking. And of course, lots of sex would go on, sometimes right in the street. And sometimes just at home because people would get so excited by the Lupercalia. And the young men would run through the streets. And it was called the run, the Lupercalian run or something like that. The run of the Lupercal. And this was, the ancient Romans believed that such gentle wax ensured fertility, which is not as scientific as an IVF clinic, but, all that whacking does put you in the mood for love and lust and, needless to say, is more interesting than just a lot of candy and cards.
Thank God.
Right. And it was a little too interesting for the Catholic Church, which did outlaw Lupercalia and turn Pan into the devil. But we are bringing it back. And I'm so happy to celebrate it with you all tonight. And, you know, we pretty much celebrate it like they used to. Although, of course, we don't have just young men running around. We have MILFs running and whacking and all kinds of genders and ages and people to indulge in the beautiful, fun whacks of Lupercalia. And, yeah, I mean, let's take back this Valentine commercialism for ourselves, because that's what it's all about. And by the way, the heart. Let's talk about this heart. Is this a good heart? Yeah, it's kind of a heart. Does this look anything like that cardiac organ that beats inside of our chests?
It looks like a butt.
Thank you, Madam Raven Ray.
Very
yes.
Good.
I've been saying it.
She's a good student. A well-whipped butt. And that's probably what it is. So let's discover the true meaning of Lupercalia. Why don't we? Thank you. And let's have some applause for the she-wolf, the Looper. And Romulus.
Romulus.
And Remus. And the frat boys and girls.
I was murdered
the
before the...
Right, you were murdered, before all
before
the fun.
Before all this fun. They killed me.
And you are a true Roman.
You look like Abby
Rome.
Martin. You know who Abby Martin is?
Yeah, she does.
I kept looking at her and I'm going, oh, God. Abby Martin was a host and is a real radical revolutionary woman who worked for RT. Actually, I have some of her work in the... Yeah, and she's an artist. She looks at that. Sorry about that. We're just
moving
the story up to date.
We are. We're moving the story up to date, and we're actually, you know, that's basically the story. But, you know, we would love, we have some real sort of virtuosos of flogging and whipping and other things. All kinds of, you know, kind of kinky play, let's say. And I think that Lupercalia is, you know, the kinkiest, the oldest kinky holiday of the year, maybe. You know, that has a really kinky activity that goes with it. So I'm interested in you all. Now, you went to a Lupercalia party, didn't you?
I did, in Edmonton, Canada.
And what did they do there?
I believe it was the 14th or 15th year they've been doing it.
Yeah,
they call it Lupercalia.
They've known it more than I have,
A long time, yeah. And they follow a couple rituals. We wear togas.
Togas, right.
And talk about consent, and then we get very kinky with each other and... Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Well, consent is very important. Now, when they were doing the rape of the Sabine women back then, it wasn't important at all.
There was less consent.
No, a lot less. But yeah, we're all about consent here and cunt scent. You know, having a nice scent to your cunt and certainly consent. Yes. So everyone should be good with getting whipped. I mean, in Lupercalia, there might have been some non-consensual whipping, but most of it was pretty consensual. I think that's why the church had a real problem with it, because it was just so naughty. So have you ever celebrated Lupercalia? No.
I actually have not.
Are you going
this
to now?
My first. Yeah, I absolutely am now. I'm already thinking of all the things I'm going to do.
Yeah. So you have brought these interesting people with you. These are submissives or friends?
Yes.
Or?
This is Allie Mouse. Like an Allie cat,
Mouse,
but
right?
A mouse.
Oh, okay.
And this is Amber.
Uh-huh. Right. We met Amber as Remus. Right. Yes.
Yes, we all did.
Uh-huh.
Yes, we all did.
And so now, do you ever flog any of them?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. That's like their favorite thing.
That's their favorite thing.
They want to fall asleep to that shit like all the time.
Fall asleep to it. Yes, yeah. It can be better than a trip to the spa.
Yeah.
It yes. Really can. Yeah, absolutely.
Sometimes it can be really cathartic. So.
Okay. Would you like to show us on either of them? Would
yes, we
absolutely would that be a nice thing? I mean, we can bend somebody over this beautiful Lupercalian red stool. Yeah, exactly. We need to get out
here,
of the way.
I can get people out of the way.
Right, right. Now, people can sort of pile up in the bed over here because I think we're out of the way if we're on the bed. So here we go, do-si-do. And so this is Mouse. And she kind of looks like she's wearing a toga. I don't know, sort of a shift. A virginal sacrifice of some sort. They did a lot of those, too, besides sending the kids up the river. They would sometimes, you know, just sacrifice the kid at Ocean's Edge. You know, I think that's what they did when they started the Iliad. Okay, look at those cute panties she's wearing under there. So Slave Girl is getting herself flogged professionally and passionately. And, yes... It's being done by Betty Bondage, Mistress Betty Bondage. And she's doing some very snaky flog action there, you know?
Great,
I mean,
looks good. If you're listening on radio...
You like her stance. The bent knee, you're right. And I like her shoes.
This is the sound of leather hitting somebody's
butt.
Right. That's what you're hearing right now.
Oh. Let's have a little applause. Yeah. Okay. And, you know, she gives her a slight amount of aftercare, just a little pinch on the butt. Right. Okay. I think we need a microphone for her. Where is my microphone hole? Okay. Thank you.
That is like her aftercare.
That is her aftercare.
She loves that. So.
Yeah. How you doing there, Mouse?
Great.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You want some more? Or
she just wants needles.
She wants needles. Now you put needles in her.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And do you want a needle?
So, I would have to set that up first.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. You could do that after the break.
Yeah.
Well, we're going
to have needles that could light on fire.
That light on fire.
So we could do that.
And how do you feel getting needles that light on fire stuck in you?
Oh, they're fantastic.
You feel like a you know, a birthday cake or what?
I mean, rocket
ship? Yeah, they are. They're like little rocket ships.
Interesting. So how long have you two known each other?
Almost 2 years now.
Yeah. 2 years. Wow. And did you meet at a BDSM munch or?
We're neighbors.
Oh, your neighbors.
She lives below me.
Uh-huh. And you just said, you know, can you flog me, please? How did
she actually told me one day in the elevator that she can hear everything I do, including whips and chains, and that she'd like to talk to me sometime.
They had the same vents as the Duran Hotel in your place. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Vents where everyone hears your fun. Yeah, that's kind of fun.
That's true. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it was...
Then my other neighbor brought her to my birthday party at Sanctuary.
Okay.
And then... After that, we just ended up talking. Like, she joined in a spank-off I had at my house and won.
A spank-off.
And then I was like, so we need to have a conversation.
Nice.
Yep.
Okay, well, now do you have a relationship that you can define? Is it mistress and subby or what?
I'm her mentor. I'm training her. She's a bit of a switch.
Oh, so you're training her to be you.
Yeah, well, to be a switch.
Yeah. Ah, okay. You don't switch.
No.
You are a Dom.
Yes.
And you are Betty Bondage as well. Okay.
Well,
thank you for that. And it looks like she's ready to be tied up to something. Okay. Well, we'll see about that.
You know, anytime. Okay. If we could tie her up, that's fine.
Great. So, well, thank you for that demo. We might have time for one more demo before the break, but... You two can't flog each other, right? You're both the flogger or no floggy. Yeah, is that? I mean, I don't. Is that what? Is that what we're dealing with?
I don't
here?
Get flogged.
You don't get
it
flogged.
It just doesn't work.
It doesn't work, right? And
I was that really sick, twisted kid that got spankings and like spoons beat over their ass while I'm laughing my ass off going, you can't hurt me.
Talking to the microphone here, yeah.
I want to make you giggle.
You okay there?
Okay, so little Miss She-Wolf here has removed her tail so she could be lightly
like a fucking
flogged.
High school play.
Lightly flogged. Is that amenable?
Yeah.
And do you look at this beautiful claw you've got here. You look like a she-wolf yourself.
Oh.
Well, and Abby Martin, both. You look like Abby Martin as a she-wolf with an upside-down cross on your head. So, so mistress or madam?
I prefer madam.
You prefer madam. Why is that?
I love to help out women in the community.
So you're kind of a madam.
Yeah, so I like to, when women come to me, I try to help them get work. I try to figure out how they better themselves. So I really like to play up the madam role as much as possible.
Aw, well, that's very nice.
That's great.
That's very nice.
I take a cut.
You take a cut as well as a madam.
Oh, yeah, well, of course.
You know, that's
revolution needs money, man.
What right, and the operation
having a revolution
as well.
Now, money.
So, and you are going to be a mistress of ceremonies at DomCon this year.
I am.
Were
I
you
am.
Last year, or is this your first time?
No, I wasn't. This is my first time. Actually, this is my first time going in general.
Oh, cool.
So I live very close in Culver City, and so yeah.
Well, you can come over more often.
I'm literally down La Cienega from you guys.
Awesome.
Like
well,
National Robertson.
Well, we'll have
nice
to
neighbors.
Celebrate yeah. Luper Cali every Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't, okay.
Come visit us. You can come visit me anytime you want.
Right.
I have
well,
no
now
doubt.
She's going to visit your butt.
That's fine. Just no insertion.
Yes, please.
No insertion and no hard wax, right?
Aww. I'll be nice.
We're going to be nice. Now, by the way, I want to just put the word out there. If there's anyone who wants to be flogged in any way, even in a not nice way, we would love to.
Anyone at the, anyone want to be flogged?
In a not nice way?
Yeah. Huh? You don't want to be flogged? No? Okay. Jay.
Okay, well, think about it because we're going to take
it.
A break.
This but, is your chance.
But first, we are going to have our Lupa experience a little of the sensuous flogging of Madam Raven Ray.
Yeah. All
thank
right.
Thank you.
Okay, so how should she
Madam,
be?
How would you like me?
I would preferably, could we have you bent over with your hands?
Oh, yes. Like super like arch doggy?
Yeah, kind of like that.
Super arch doggy. Because, you know, she's from the porn
world. I'm from the porn
world. This is a merger of the BDSM and the porn world.
Super
we like
arch doggy. Yep,
that's bring it. People together. Yeah.
Is that
super
the one?
Arch doggy. There you go.
Okay, and so actually,
can you call that super arched wolfie? Because she's a wolf tonight. Anyway,
super
it's okay.
Arched puppy.
Yeah.
So I actually have this really cool kit that I made myself. That when I go and travel to places,
yes.
I'm able to bring a little kit with me.
A little kit.
Which is very convenient when you randomly have people go, oh, you're a dom, let me get a session. Okay. So we have.
You gotta have the kit.
I don't even have to put a blindfold or handcuffs on her. So.
No, she's in position. She has assumed the position, madam.
We have blindfold.
Mm.
Earplugs. So in case you want to do any sort of sensory deprivation, can't hear, can't see, that's always really fun. I love to use Tiger Balm on guys when I'm doing ball busting.
Tiger Balm. Whoa. Now.
In
okay.
Shoes like this.
That woke me up.
I'm so like sorry. I have to get up for that. That's great.
Whoa.
Wow.
Whoa.
Look at those shoes. You do ball busting in those shoes.
I have a couple spiked heels that I do ball busting in.
Uh-huh.
It's a popular favorite.
Okay. Well, the spikes are on the sides, though, so you rub them against the balls?
So.
Well, they're on the top, too.
Yeah, right. But they're not on the bottom. It's not like you step on them with a spike.
No.
But you do step on those balls with that heel, which is pretty spiked.
Actually, I have them just stand spread-legged, and I just really put a lot of my karate background into it.
Your karate background. I'm glad to know you have a karate background. That's beneficial for being a dom. It's true.
I have to agree. It's been very beneficial.
Or great. Or wrestling or something.
Lots and lots of reasons.
Tai Chi, I don't know.
I actually got this from Leather by Danny, and this is a fun toy for foot fetishists that you can put your high heel through. And it attaches to the face, so you can put your heel to someone's face.
Wow. Heel to someone's face. Poor little wolf
heel
here
to
is
the face.
Freaking out.
I won't do it to these heels with your face. Face is too
good.
Pretty.
By the way, we're going to pour the wine back here, just so that we can handle watching this.
Right, the wine.
And I see. She's got a heel on her face now.
Right.
Whoa.
So she's forced to smell my smell very
intimately.
Smell?
Oh, her smells so good.
It's good. It's good. Okay. I'm glad she's not suffering at least.
If her feet smell like that, I wonder what her pussy smells like.
So we have retro here.
I had a guy pay me $50.
An ecstasy wine.
Sunset Boulevard to smell my feet.
Wine erotique edition. Would you like some? Yes. Come forward here. Come sit over here. Oh, we've only got 3 minutes. I don't know if we can pour the wine in time. And
I don't know if we can
do the spanking in time.
2 seconds.
2 seconds.
2 seconds.
We're going to just give her a
little
while.
Only going to spank
quick,
for
I promise.
2 seconds.
Just the tip. Just the tip.
Just, that's what he said. And here she goes, Madam Raven Ray. I've got wine in my hands. Okay, and can you hold the mic? Yeah, there we go. And we're going to give a little whack. But now we can't hear you see. So I have to put the wine down. And we have to do this within 2 minutes, okay? Here we go.
Okay, this is for very light impact play.
Yep.
And I like to do this just to kind of warm somebody up.
Yep, we're going to warm her up. And we're going to be taking a commercial break. But you can keep doing that during the commercial.
You have a very sexy microphone stand, by the way.
Right. So we're going to be back with more Lupercalia and flogging and hearts and heart-shaped butts and hearts shaped like butts
and tickling.
Okay. And I think some sticking pins or something. And and the wolf. So don't come yet and don't go away. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Block, and I've just written a new book called The Bonobo Way, inspired by my love for the Make Love, Not War great apes. You know, the ones who have a lot of sex in a bonobo sutra of positions, including face-to-face. But it's not just how bonobos have sex. It's how they use sex to prevent murder and war. Really. They're the only great apes that have never been seen killing each other. They practice what I call peace through pleasure. With the females gently dominating the very happy, very sexually satisfied males, bonobos are special. Partly because they just are, and partly because they're very, very close to us, almost 99% genetically similar to us. When it comes to being human, even being humane, bonobos can teach us so much. Which brings me to us, and more specifically to you. Is your inner bonobo longing to swing free? Would you like to tap into the hot, natural sex energy within you? Bet you would. So you can better enjoy the pleasures in life and cope with the pain. You know, the pain. And have more orgasmic, organic, sustainable sex. Who doesn't want that? Greater lust, greater trust, and better anger management. And who couldn't use a little bit of that these days? So get the book, Learn the Bonobo Way. You'll be glad you did. Then you'll want to join Bonoboville, a new global village for bonobo lovers and friends. And one last thing. The real bonobos are highly endangered, so a portion of all book sales go to bonobo conservation groups working to save the wild bonobos from extinction. Read The Bonobo Way and learn why this could be the most important eco-sexual movement of our times. And improve your love life.
are going to have a Sibian ride for Masturbation Month. Woohoo!
So you've never been on a Sibian before?
No, I've never been on one before.
Okay.
Now you are ready to ascend the throne.
Mr. Tracy, you are going to ride God's machine now.
Put one leg right here. Put the other right here and just position yourself comfortably. Put your clit right here.
Okay, so here she goes. Uh-oh. She's mounting the Sibian. Have you ever ridden a Sibian, by the way?
Oh, I have. Many a time. My favorite horse to ride. It's my best friend.
Have Sibian yoga and experience it to the fullest. Go for the G-spot, go for the clit, go for whatever works. Some women come from their nipples. We've got Brigitte Bardot riding the Sibian.
Whoa. Yeah. Holy what? Shit. Yeah. That does the job.
Yeah, it's doing
Sibian
it, baby.
Strikes again.
Yes, I do say that when it feels good.
Live on DrSusie.tv from the Womb Room in Bonoboville.
Ride 'em cowboy. Woo!
Take a deep breath,
so
deep breath.
Now relax.
Plus fort, plus fort.
We never get tired of watching a pretty girl on the Sibian celebrating Masturbation Month.
Amen! Amen! Hallelujah!
Sonnez les matines, ding dang dong. Princesse en français.
Oui,
oui, oui. Princesse, vas-y.
That is a beautiful thing. Thank you, Dr. Susan Block. You're a wonderful human being. Wonderful human being, Dr. Susan Block. Thank you. Amen. Amen, Dr. Susan Block.
I think we have orgasm, Houston. And let's have a hand.
We have liftoff. We have liftoff.
We made it.
Okay.
Elle va éjaculer. Oui, 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 oui.
Okay, I'm gonna go.
Testify, Sister Penny. Testify. That you masturbate.
Amen.
And you are not ashamed.
I am not ashamed.
How was it? What's your report?
Oh, my vagina is so tingly right now. It feels like pop rocks.
I'm just gonna take this home.
That thing is bigger than your little body.
That is the best product endorsement I've ever seen.
Can I leave now? Like, I'm ready. I'm. Come on.
I don't think I can say those words. Where's the husband?
You got the simian. You don't need the husband.
Oh my God. Oh. Whoa. Whoa. Oh.
Don't let her fall over. Whoa. Hey, darling girl.
I love you.
I love you. That's my girl.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web.
Are we back on? Well, welcome back to the Dr. Susan Block Show, broadcasting live from Bonoboville, celebrating Lupercalia. And tonight we have some luminaries of the BDSM world, including the beautiful Madam Raven Ray, one of the mistresses of ceremonies for DomCon 2016. We had a great time at DomCon 2015. with Goddess Soma and Fat Mike. You know, so we love DomCon, and we love Mistress Cyan. Beautiful,
very
beautiful
so.
Person.
Very, very
so
much
so. We love Mistress Cyan. And so here we are. And, of course, it's Lupercalia. Well, actually, we're a little late, but we were up in Berkeley. And so we celebrate Lupercalia when we feel like, which is right now. And our Looper is Miss Dayton Rains. Look at those ears. So cute. Oh,
so
yes. And yes, Lupa also means prostitute in Latin.
Thank God.
And that's why she's such a suckler. It really explains a lot. I was wondering, what is this with this she-wolf suckling the founders of Rome? It just kind of sounded a little weird. And, you know, I mean, I don't think these Romans were actually so much against animal sex in a way, or certainly animal suckling. But in another way, it's just a hot MILF. Sort of like we think of the cougar. I have this little cougar here. Yeah, the cougar. In a way, the cougar is the she-wolf in ancient Rome. And she takes care of the little boys. No. Those are the Catholic priests, actually. Okay. We are then veering into very dangerous territory because, you know, Catholicism, what can I say? And paganism. And Catholicism really is an update of paganism in a way. So here we are in another way. And I see that some surgery is being prepared over there. Yes, yes, it's very surgical. Whoa, it's scary. I'm scared already. But we have a Looper here on her hands and knees. I think she needs a little more activity. And plus, I'm going to request that Jux Lee of Jux Leather prepare the parrot. The winner of Sexiest Chauffeur.
Sounds like a commercial.
For a little, well, maybe not this flogger, but a little flogging. She said she would do it for me. Tammy is going to come forward, but you can prepare her while you prepare the buttocks. And yes, these buttocks are heart-shaped. Mm-hmm. And that's where the heart comes from, I think, is the holiday of Lupercalia, which, you know, tenderizes the meat of the human buttocks for luck and for fertility.
Mm.
For Pan! For Lupercus, for Faunus, our wild side. Sometimes you gotta let the wild out. And that is what the holiday of Lupercalia is. The howl of the wolf. The rush of hormones. And the coming of spring. Not that you have that much of a winter in Rome, but I guess enough. And so you are now tenderizing. You are spanking. This I would not. You're having a lot of fun, right? Here we go. Tell us what you're doing. You're just kind of enjoying her butt. Whoop! Is that mic on? Yeah.
I'm giving her a little sensation play. So I'm kind of making sure that she has her senses awakened and her skin isn't so sensitive that when she does get a little bit more than just a tap, it's not excruciatingly stingy.
That is part of what makes the heart-shaped butt red, is just bringing the blood to the surface.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. So speaking of red, I think we're going to have some red wine. Yes, absolutely. This is Wine Erotique Edition. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that right because it is German. Wine Erotique Edition. Something like that. And this one is, what is this? This is the one shaped like a butt on the label.
I'll take a glass of that.
Yeah, yeah, I think you should have some butt shaped. Look at this.
That, there it is.
Ah, the bouquet. is just beautiful. And here we go.
How do you feel?
Really good.
I feel really good.
Here you are.
Sentence wow.
Your wine, madame.
Thank you, darling. Thank you.
Ah, it is dry and lovely and nice. Very nice. It's dry for me because I usually drink Lambrusco. Keep that in mind. That's a wine joke. Anyway, but it's true. But this is a delicious dry red something or other.
Oh, it is tasty.
Tasty. Organic, too.
You know what? There's a definite difference in taste between regular wine and organic wine.
Well, I'm glad you appreciate that, madame.
Absolutely. I'm a big wine.
It's called retro.
I know.
And, you know, celebrating Lupercalia certainly is retro. That much we know.
I don't know about the wine part, but sure.
All right.
Hot looking.
So while you're on your haunches, I would like to introduce Miss Parrott to the stage. There you go.
Oh,
thank you.
Hi.
Simon, this is Tammy. She is the winner of Sexiest Chauffeur Ever. She is a chauffeur.
Ever.
Yeah.
Ever. Well, thank you.
You didn't know you were coming on tonight, and you wore a nice little camisole.
I'm always coming, but
you're always coming on. Yes. Yes. Come together. The coming of spring in the form of Tammy. Parrot. How come you're called a parrot? Where did the parrot name come from?
From England.
From England. Is that really your name?
Really my name.
Seriously?
Probably
wow,
from France.
You're so lucky. Oh, my God. Wow. So, okay. So, and this hair is so beautiful. Look at this.
Amazing, isn't it?
Look at this. Right? Real hair.
Real hair. That's true.
What could we get for this?
But
this
Madame Raven also has a
an ass beating.
Great set of hair.
I know. Madame Raven has a great set of hair.
I have to
say,
the red is not natural red.
I know.
You don't find this red.
Is
in
this
nature.
Natural blonde? Or
no.
That gets a little help. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's natural hair. It's amazing. It's beautiful. And now, this is consensual, right? You're not doing this against your will, receiving a flogging.
I'm willingly participating.
A little reluctantly.
No, anytime you ask, how am I going to say no?
Well, you could. You're so good.
Say no to a
guitar. We don't want to get a bad reputation. You know?
One thing we know, she's not drinking because she's driving.
Yeah, exactly. Right. I like to be in control anyway.
So. I'm drinking, yeah.
But you know, Max, a bad reputation sometimes gets you more notoriety, so it's not a bad thing. If you did something nice, no one would notice.
Right.
I agree.
You're going to get more rides this way. I mean, people asking
Twitter.
You for rides.
Right.
Right. This is quite a bit. When you're ready to go, you know, beyond, Uber, you know, beyond.
Uber doesn't exist in my world.
So. No. You're way up there in that world of rides. So, okay. So how are we going to do this? Is this going to be done by the expert kink.com leather maker Jux Lee of Jux Leather?
Is he gonna?
Are you in the mood?
Are you in the mood?
You know, he's shaking his finger at her already. Okay, hold the microphone in front of him so we can hear the reprimand. Okay, they like to do it. Right, he's taking pictures, but he can do both at the same time, maybe.
Okay, Jux, your time
has
come.
It's on, I think.
Now, we have an offer from Simon to give the chauffeur a ride.
I would actually like a double.
A double, okay.
Yeah, like both of them at the same time.
Wow.
Yay. She's going for a gangbang of
adventurous
Lupercalian flogging.
Go to town.
I want to see what they've got.
Wow.
Fair.
I'm excited to see, too.
In a good way.
Okay.
Hi, Eskimo. It's because I know they're good.
There's some great toys up there, too.
Great toys.
There are some great toys. We have Jux Leather floggers here. And by the way, I would like to say that some of them go up the butt.
Oh.
This goes up the butt. That's right.
I'm a butt. Okay. Well, I already had one up my butt.
So I was even more excited
didn't look like
now.
This. But. That's a lot of butt.
And... That's a lot of butt, yeah. But it's true. But it doesn't have to go all the way. But even the thickness.
It's pretty
thick. But, you know, it's handy.
It's wood.
Mm-hmm. All right, so how are we negotiating this?
I just need to know where they want me.
Where they want you. Okay. So,
are you having to take your pants off?
Not really. Just don't make me laugh too much.
Ah, shit, I'm out.
Do you like to tickle?
She likes tickling.
Well, here's an idea. Hear me out.
I like tickling.
Flog your front and you flog her back. Like her ass or whatever.
Can we high five at the same time?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Yes. It's like a Romulus Remus thing or
right?
something. Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to create Rome right here.
Right.
At least the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah. Right, because you're from France. Exactly. I knew that. Okay, so you're going to stand in the middle somehow, and we're going to move these chairs aside, and we're going to get some help from the crew. Do I have a crew? Bonoboville crew.
Yeah, we got. I'm on.
Okay.
We're on.
And
all right,
we can,
men.
We can really we can remove my little lectern here.
We gotta. We're
Actually,
doing something here.
Let's remove the lectern.
I'm
totally.
Stuck in traffic, though.
Okay, we're in traffic.
I'm trying to be a first responder, but
right.
It's fucked up, man. I can't get through the traffic.
Right.
But I'm here. What do you need?
Oh, you're the crew. Okay.
What
oh.
Do I take my top off. Take your top off.
Take her
off?
Top off. Right. There you go. Help. Help.
Should I do? Can I do this?
Right. You've been asked.
Is this legal?
Yes. Go right ahead. Woo! There he goes. He's
know.
Helping. This is mean old Uncle Milius. Who had Romulus and Remus sent down the river.
So next time I'm in court, they're going to show the video.
That's right.
This guy.
Don't you know it? Don't you know? That's always the shot they get. And, of course, Jux gets the shot right there. He's right there getting the incriminating shot. And lovely. And look at these beautiful nips. All right, so you are
Beautiful.
Are you going to take the pants off too? Can you?
Oh, for the spanking.
For
yes.
the spanking, yeah. Okay. Mean old uncle. Okay, I will take the pants off. This is a husband and wife endeavor. Husband takes the top off. Wife takes the pants off to reveal the beautiful chaufferette body. Oh yes. I think you have to take those shoes off before anything else comes off. So, oh yeah, it looks good like that, though. Yeah, I guess this could be a form of bondage, just like that. Very nice. Look at this hair. Just okay. Hang on. You need to see this. Right, heart shaped ass. Okay, we got it. I'm just putting a, you know, a heart under you to show. I don't know. It's kind of lame, but we demonstrated that the heart and the heart. It might be good in post. Anyway, so now we're going to put you in the middle of a flogging, and I think I'm going to, you know, kind of put myself over here. Can I have some company? You want to? Anybody want to sit here? Miss Wolf. Okay, and that's probably better because they're going to be going from this angle. Now, we don't want them to knock the wine down, so. Yeah. Diagonal, right. Here we go. Oh, you want, is there a mic over there? Here, there's a mic. Grab it.
All right.
Okay, so here is Tammy Parrott.
She's beautiful.
Looking so beautiful with her jeans around her ankles and her top off. And the floggers are going at her.
And
we have Simon Odysseus Blaze just whacking her front. Those beautiful, natural
nice.
Boobies. And then the lovely Madame Raven Ray, DomCon 2016 Mistress of Ceremonies, is whacking that heart-shaped ass. Perfect heart-shaped ass. I don't see any... blemish.
I know, right?
It's beautiful.
She looks great.
It's really nice.
And
it's
the
not
hair
red
blowing
yet,
in
though.
The wind.
Yeah, and the hair. this is.
We can't get rid of the hair. That's so beautiful.
Oh,
look
my
at it blowing.
God. Look at that hair. I know. I want to sell it, but not, you know?
I do. Like Rumpelstiltskin.
Wow. No, no. We got to applaud while it's happening.
We have to applaud
that
the hair.
That doesn't mean you stop. You just keep going.
This
the
is
hair,
better than football.
The ass. Everything is just so incredibly beautiful. And Lupercalion, I have to say. It really is. I mean, you know, Romulus is beating the front, and I think that the Remus part has been taken over in a way.
Mm. By a feminine.
By a woman, yeah. It's okay.
Nice.
She's
rib.
Remus. She's come back to life as a woman. Remus, who was killed by her brother, is now a girl, and she's a beautiful girl, and she's whacking the butt of the goddess. I have to just say the goddess.
Wow.
What else can I say? Tammy the parrot.
I love the goddess.
Yes, and that heart-shaped butt is showing us what the Valentine heart is all about, the history of the heart. You know, it's got nothing to do with the cardiac organ, really. Come
this
on.
Whole thing is so
I always tried to
sexual.
Figure that out as a kid, right? Why is the heart like a heart? It's not really like a heart. But it is just like Tammy Parrott's butt. Woo! And
look at it jiggle like that. Just a little bit.
Just a little bit, exactly.
Wow, she's gyrating.
She's gyrating. Hallelujah. Whoa. Oh, yeah. Oh, she's just amazing.
Got it.
She's just so beautiful.
The woman
and
is
she
shaking.
Drives. She drives. Can you
she
believe
drives,
this really
that.
Well?
She rides big motorcycles.
She drives sheiks around.
And
she's
big
really,
Rolls
yeah.
Royces.
You want to put the mic in front
Bentleys
of her?
What is
yeah, can she drive a stick?
I'm sure she can drive anything. She drives motorcycles, Harleys, and limos, and semis.
Hot cars?
I'd be closer with the mic, but I'm afraid I'll get hit in the face
right.
with that whip.
Right. You could get your ear knocked off or something. Yeah.
I'm more worried about
look
my
so
nose.
Beautiful. But I have to put the mark on Tammy. We have to take a break.
Tammy, where do you want your
what,
mark?
What do you want your
you
mark
want?
To be? A heart, of course. Okay. I don't know if this is really consensual because we didn't have you on mic, but you have a big heart on your head.
Tammy, were you comfortable getting the heart?
Yeah, okay.
I can tell you have a heart
on. Go back to flogging. Now she has been marked with the Lupercalion goat's blood. We were going to have goat's cheese for hors d'oeuvres, but it's kind of stinky, you know?
Oh, yeah. We don't want anything stinky.
Mm. Oh, okay. They're going to go the opposite
oh,
way.
Oh, they're switching positions. Here
okay.
we go.
Oh, now he's got some floggerific movement here. Yeah.
This is nice.
It is nice.
I'd like to try it.
It doesn't hurt.
I know.
No, and on the contrary, it's...
I took my tail out. That's
you took your tail out. Okay, well, maybe you'll get a turn if they ever let Tammy go. Yeah. No, really, these are the Lupercalions. Madam Raven Ray and...
Beautiful.
Simon Odysseus Blaze is just blazing on that butt. Look, it
look
looks
him.
Just
it's
like a heart, and he is going artwork. After it. It is beautiful. Just... a cascade.
Nice.
He's doing a like almost like a figure eight on her.
He is.
Buttocks.
It's something Roman about it, you know.
It's really beautiful.
He's
it's
like
14?
A gladiator, but he's not hurting anybody.
Okay, right. I'm sorry. I don't know. I'm not a bondage queen. I'm a dick sucking
queen.
No,
we're just enjoying it. I know. We don't know anything about this, but I do know it looks good.
Man.
So,
it looks real good.
Tune in, turn on, relax your defenses, and wake up your senses, including your sense of history. Tonight, we're celebrating Lupercalia, which involves whipping and flogging. And, whoa,
woo!
Look at those butt chick. I mean.
It's gyrating.
Yo. That is so nice. And Simon is really... just
that's
in
great.
Tune with those buttocks.
Tammy,
I see it. I see it. I see
it's
his
so nice.
Tuning
look
into the
go.
Buttocks right here. And of course.
I was corrected. It's not an 8, it's a 14.
Whoops. Mm. What am I doing here?
What's a 14?
What he's doing is a 14. Apparently
oh.
not an 8. Sorry.
He's doing a 14.
I guess it's a 14.
Mm. And look at that beautiful madam.
It's a true 14.
It's a true 14. Okay. I don't know what that is.
I don't either.
Okay. It's a five count. It's something. It's a flogging
this
term.
Is double. This is
double. Whoa.
That wasn't
see that.
Sorry.
That. Okay. Okay.
Okay. So that.
But you know what? This is a time for some serious applause.
Sorry.
Okay. And we're gonna take
let
a moment.
In.
And if Tammy could just share her beautiful buttocks with the other side of the room, I just want to have everyone see that, yeah, this is certainly an example of a heart-shaped heart. Just, this is the heart. The butt.
How does it feel,
Tammy? You know? Why not?
Wow.
It's a nice burn.
Wow.
It's a nice burn.
It's a nice burn.
You know?
Beautiful.
I mean, and your butt is not even warm. It's actually kind of chill.
Oh.
Yeah. It is. Whoa. Yeah, we need to warm it up.
Hey, guys. Hey.
Ow.
How are you, friends?
All right.
How
so
doing,
I think
man?
We have some needles or
hey.
Something.
Oh.
Hey, that was superb. Thank you, guys. Simon.
Gals.
And, well, guys is gals.
Guys,
you know? Yeah. I say thank you, guys. You know, I'm trying to include everybody. Madam Raven Ray.
Glad to see the green cross here.
And Simon, hi. Most transformational.
I know,
Odysseus
Simon.
Blaze.
He won awards, too.
He
yeah,
won an award.
Only hermaphrodite in the scene.
Holy
hello.
Hermaphrodite.
So, hi, welcome.
It's not all that hermaphroditic tonight. It's in his Romulus mode.
I sat on the...
you sat on one of the Jux leather...
Oops. I sat down.
I didn't mean it.
Okay. So now what? Okay. So, oh yeah, you. Yeah, okay, so now we're going to have something very surgical. I don't know. I might need a barf bucket or something.
I think, oh, I can get you one.
Okay.
I think Betty Bond.
Actually, I know what I need. I need more of my vine erotique.
I got you.
Edition.
Bottle or glass?
I just need, I didn't finish my, that's mine. Okay, I'll have some of yours then. Okay. I just love this wine. It's beautiful and very delicious. Mm. Yeah.
Cheers.
Cheers. Sante bonheur.
Mm.
And so we seem to have lost our focus. Oh, yeah, here we are. We're focused here. We're going all the way over here. And this is Mouse. Mouse, and can you hold a microphone towards the doctor here? We have a surgeon who is preparing to do something. Very consensual, but still a little disturbing.
No, I have my hands.
Madam, can I put my arms just here? I won't tickle you.
So are we doing a piercing tonight?
Oh, I can't.
Oh, she can't.
What are we doing?
Okay, so all I can do is hold the mic near her face?
Yes, near her face, exactly. Just hold the mic near her face, and that way you get into the picture.
Okay.
Okay, yes. Don't trip her.
Right, she has
right.
a needle.
Just hold. This is, there's an art to holding
hi,
a mic.
Cora the wolf. I'm a wolf tonight.
Okay, so hold the mic and tell us what you're doing, Betty.
I'm just sanitizing her back.
Dr. Betty, you're sanitizing her back. And what are you going to do?
I'm going to go ahead and stick some 23-gauge needles in her and then light them on fire.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. It's lovely. It's a really great energy rush.
Uh-huh. And it will not light us on fire.
No, I'm going to move her away from all this.
Okay, okay, okay. All right, so here we go. We're going to put some needles in the back of Mouse, and she has freckles, which are very cute. Yeah, you love those freckles. Very beautiful, very nice. And they seem to be calling out for, you know, some kind of needle.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is not usually what we do on Lupercalia, but hey, you know, it's an extension into the modern world. Although I'm sure they did needle things back then.
I'm sure they did.
They had a Bronze Age, right? You know, but anyway, she's wearing the latex gloves of the safe sex professional.
Yep.
This is Betty
so
Bondage.
So many of them. So many of them.
Mm. She uses a lot of them, right?
Okay. Move.
Now, we've got the needles themselves. Okay, here we go. And I feel like I'm on one of these doctor shows. Okay.
Yikes.
Whoa.
I'm scared.
Okay, some people may not want to watch this, but some will.
Explicitory something.
Explicitory, yeah. Very explicitory.
Heavy content.
okay. sort of acupuncture-y, I guess.
I want to get in for that.
Okay, she's sticking a needle right through her back. Oh, I see what she's going to light on fire. Oh, my goddess. I'm getting nervous.
I don't like
honestly.
It. Honestly. I'm scared.
Okay, you don't have to watch. You can just crawl into their arms. Okay. I'm serious. Some people may want to, you know, do something else. But some people will love this. This is a some people thing. And she's sticking the needles in. And they are going Ooh. Into the skin of Mouse's beautiful freckled back. And I hope Mouse is feeling okay. Can I ask her?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. How are you feeling, Mouse? Yeah, this is not on. Wait a second.
I feel great.
You feel great. Does it actually feel good when it goes in or just nothing?
No, it feels good.
It feels good.
Mm-hmm.
Is it pain that you turn into pleasure or is it just pleasure?
No, it's just pleasureful.
Wow.
Yeah.
I like that word, pleasureful. Yeah. So we're all kind of gathered around watching. And Mouse has these little... Mouse, come around. Okay. And Mouse is topless, although she does have tapies on her nippies. And now... Whoa! And now she's lighting her back on fire. Whoa. And that was the fire? Yeah. Okay. So some applause. I have my hands full, but can we have some applause for lighting her back on fire? Wow. It was a moment of excitement.
How do you feel? Hold on.
Oh, it's a rush.
Exhilarating. It's a rush. The rush. That's what Lupercalia is all about.
Yeah.
Okay.
When you play with needles, actually, it's an extremely big energy exchange, and it takes you from that place of when you go into subspace kind of quick.
Wow.
It's kind of a quick thing, especially fire, too.
Do not try this at home unless you take a class, you know,
yes.
Maybe with Betty Bondage.
Yeah.
But you got to take a class in this kind of thing. You can't just read it out of a book.
No, you definitely have to learn hands-on.
From a hands-on helper that will help you to learn how to do this before you do it. So it's a great, sensation. Yeah. So let's have some more applause for Betty Bondage and Mouse taking Lupercalia into the surgical age.
We actually do things like this on stage regularly, too, at Barson. Yeah. So
at where?
Bar Sinister.
Bar Sinister,
so
right.
Like March 19th, we're doing something else. One of them is something probably fiery and evil is going to happen.
You know? They're kind of around the corner.
Yeah.
Right. If they weren't doing things on Saturday nights, I'd go there.
But
anyway, yeah, we love Bar Sinister. Hey! But, that's fun. Okay, nightclub acts. It's like Weimar Berlin now. There's all kinds of craziness. We love that kind of craziness. We love anything that celebrates, peace through pleasure. And this is a way to get our nasty, violent impulses out by sticking needles in backs. And not killing people, you know. Yeah. Nothing against you, Romulus. You killed your brother! Why'd you do it? He came back as a girl, though.
I just murdered the pussy now.
Oh.
Ouch.
Why'd you kill me?
Oh, and you killed your uncle, your great-uncle.
Yeah, you're a serial killer.
Well, you tried to ship them down the river.
Well, I didn't kill him.
He threw him in the trash.
Him
in the
you didn't
river.
Kill him.
That's
all
I did.
I just threw him in the trash and
I saved
somebody would pick him up, you know. All right. So I think we're almost out of time. We are kind of out of time. So I want to have a big hand for all my guests for Lupercalia in Bonoboville. Yeah. And we're going to quickly go around and just find out where we can find everybody. It's been such a pleasure to share this flogorific, whiptastic BDSM pagan holiday with you all. So, Betty Bondage.
You can find me at MistressBettyBondage.com. It's easy.
It's easy.
Yeah. Yeah.
MistressBettyBondage.com. All right. That was great. And Miss Raven Ray. Madam.
My social media is pretty easy as well. It's all sexy with an I, Raven, R-A-E. So Snapchat, Twitter,
all of it.
My own website, .com.
And DomCon 2016.
Just ask Google. She'll right. know where to find her. No problem.
And now we have Simon. I thought we were having Frankie tonight.
You got it all.
I got it all. Did I? Well, he
hermaphrodite's
always leaves
always
me
both.
Wanting more, though.
Oh, yeah.
Can you be one or the other?
Pretty easy. Just Google me. Simon and BDSM, I come up. I've been around for a while.
Now, and right? Kinkstar.
Oh, yeah, kinkstar.com.
Yeah, oh, yeah. And King of Kink on Twitter. You never go.
And then
Twitter.
Don't forget to Google Juxley Leathers. You can get some fabulous straps. Here he is.
Here he is.
No, we'll push you straight to store.kink.com. Hey, store.kink.com is where you can find the kink.com swivel flogger, the kink men's crops, the kink essential crop, all of which I make.
And this one is the one that doubles as a butt plug. Oh, and so does that one. And this one has the really nice deerskin leather that is so soft. I love it.
Fantastic.
Yummy. Yes. And, you know, Lupercalli is being celebrated more and more. You got to get your leathers. All right. Who else has been on this show has not promoted themselves? Well, Tammy. But, you know, Tammy doesn't need to. She's too much of a star. And yes, in case you want the she-wolf in your private fantasy world, you can always call and talk to Dayton Rains.
You can call me anytime,
3-0-5-6-8-0-0-6-6.
Don't forget to follow me on Twitter, Dayton Rains Bonobo, also XXX Dayton R. And don't forget, I have a new series coming out, and I'm on every Saturday with Dr. Susan Block. Visit us. Call us.
One more little flog of you. Topless.
I like to get flogged.
One more little flog
a topless
of you. Topless.
Flog?
Yes, topless one.
I think
that's
that,
the grand finale.
Mistress Madam Raven Ray should do it.
Okay.
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 Okay, I'm topless.
Here she is. The she-wolf is going to suckle. Well, get her titties whacked or something.
We got to warm them up, though.
Warm up those titties.
Definitely got to.
I would rather have my bottom spanked than my boobs because I paid $12,000
right,
for these.
Right, right. Don't whack the boobs. Just show the boobs and whack the bottom, and we're good.
At least I'm not lying, right? I paid $12,000 for them. I don't want them whipped.
Okay, and who's
and you
who's
know
big,
what? $12,000
thing is
well spent. Okay.
And now the she-wolf will be whacked. Okay, this is my fraternity. Yeah, Bula Bula, Eli Yale, absolutely. Yeah. Okay, so you can whack her now, or you can, you know, just kind of tickle her ass with that. Oh, my own she-wolf. Yes. Except the only thing about this is nobody can see your boobs.
Yeah, they can.
Oh, well, sort of from the side. There you go. Okay. Andy's going to go around for the good boob shot. No, he's going to go in the bar for the good drink. All right, all the way, and here she is. What is this doing here? What is this? This looks like a tool chest. Oh, okay, okay. Keep it over there. Oh, yes, that's very nice. Look, she's, you know, conquering the butt. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, and this is the heart-shaped butt of Lupercalia. Thank you, Madam Raven Ray, and our she-wolf, Dayton Rains. And thank you, brothers and sisters, for having us in your home or your cardboard box or your mansion on a hill. Remember to follow the bonobo way. Yeah, Romulus wasn't too bonobo, but we are evolving, and this is the evolution of peace through pleasure. And the bonobos are Pan Paniscus, the animals of Pan. And they do practice peace through pleasure. They never kill each other, and they are female empowered. So make like bonobos, not baboons. Celebrate Lupercalia. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight. Even if that someone is you. I love you. Book spanking. Woohoo!
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web.